Wow, this is a very good Peter Griffin image. I'm going to share that with all my friends.
Greetings, perverts and sinners, to the Funky Anime Podcast. This week's assignment was to read and analyze The Fappers of Evil. Please wait to be called on before expressing your thoughts. Chuck, go first. What'd you think?
I don't.
Oh, great answer. Pino, what did you think?
Shut up.
Excellent. I thought it was just dandy. Guys, welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm Garb. This week, we watched The Flowers of Evil. It was chosen by the Patreon, so thank you guys. We love you so
much.
Thank
you. Thank you. It's because of you we watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's awful. But I also want to thank Sid. I want to thank Joan. I want to thank. I'm cutting that. Before I forget, I just want to thank Cosmos. I want to thank Cream Puff. I want to thank Sid, and I want to thank John for being our big cash money winners, helping support the podcast. If you want to help and join our Discord and talk to us about anime and maybe even vote on what we watch sometimes, go to patreon.com/3weebros and find us there. And you can have a good old time talking to us and telling us that our opinions are bad.
Hell yeah. And we even stream sometimes.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell
well
yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So, had any of you guys heard of this show prior?
You didn't ask me about my day again.
How was your day, Pino?
I don't care anymore. I'm just kidding. It was fine.
I need to add that to the serious talks. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking forget.
You don't have to ask about the day. You just ask any random question just to
it's
break the ice.
It's a legal obligation.
You got to break the ice. You got to flow, you know? You got to flow like a bro.
Dude, flow like the song Flow?
I'm sorry. I don't listen to Flo Rida.
Oh, I saw him in concert.
In Florida?
No, in Japan.
Oh.
That's even more interesting. What?
That's a true fact. That was my first concert.
Flo Rida?
Yeah.
The in Flo.
Japan. Yeah, the Flo Rida in Japan. I also saw All American Rejects as well in Japan.
Did they give you hell?
They did. That was right when that song released.
Hey, yo. I love that song. Well, that was a good tangent. I like that.
Yeah, that's it.
That suffices for me.
So had any of you guys heard of this show?
No.
I heard people in the shitty Patreon chat talk about it.
Whoa. Ease up there, buddy boy. It's, whoa. We love our fans.
Well, we do, but they also make us watch shows like this. So that puts me into question. Huh?
Damn,
I do that.
You are spicy today.
I made you guys watch
guys,
One Piece.
You know it's going to be a good episode when I get spiced up.
Oh my goodness, I'm afraid, but I'll stick it. I'm just here to enjoy the ride.
I had not heard of it either. I knew nothing about it, and boy, it was sure something whenever you first boot it up and see that art style, but we'll get into that later. First, we're going to go into the show's history.
Oh boy.
It was originally a manga by Oshimi Shuzo. Who you actually see at the end of each episode of the anime with a little
and he calls
comment
him a
next to him.
He
calls
that me
Medusa
a shithead.
Hair guy.
And, and that's the only time that I enjoyed this show is when he called me a shithead.
And looking over his previous work, there's more romance and psychological stuff. It's not all romance and psychological fucking horror, but a lot of it is. And it's all shit I'd never heard of, but they seem to be well received. People seem to like his stuff, so that's good.
Yeah.
And Pino, I know you've been reading the manga.
I've not been reading the manga.
Oh,
what do
no?
you mean? No, I've just been asking the patrons, and they've been reading the manga, or they've had an interest. Though, I don't think I would, just because apparently, according to them, correct me if I'm wrong, the art style is very different.
It is.
Wow.
Sawa Nakamura looks very different. I would say her design fits better in the show, but I mean that's all subjective.
Yeah.
But
and we'll delve into the differences, I guess, once we do talk about the presentation a little bit.
Yeah. So there were a bunch
of
producers.
I've never heard of this show at all. It's not one that I feel like I would have actively sought out either, especially since you mentioned like psychological, like a kind of a weird kind of romance, kind of, it's got the school setting. So I don't know. I wouldn't put it past me to, it could be a Pino show, but it, I think it's like one of those like a dark horse, like at the end of the Pino corridor. It's like borderline, like, hey, what are you doing here?
It was never on Toonami, and the only non-Japanese dub this has is German. So I'm going to vote that this is not a Pino show.
Ah, well, how do you say that? Salutations, Gesundheit, my friends. Pretty sure that's how you say it.
So yeah. There were a bunch of producers involved in this show. I think the only one I recognized was Animax, but Starchild Records, Kodansha, Clockworks, and Gansys all contributed, and it was animated by Studio Zex, whom I've also never heard of. And I looked at the list, I've never heard of anything they've done.
Yep.
Fascinating.
And there were credits for Gainax and Studio Bones, but it was David Productions, not Bones. That's
no,
it.
Bones, so was Gainax. There too.
Oh, they were? Oh, yeah, that's right. They were all three. And
so they had like a little bit, maybe they had a little bit of, I don't know, some stuff.
If you give me a moment, I'll try and translate what that credit was. So if you guys keep talking, I'll go find it.
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Seems like this was like a kind of like a joint effort or something. Like maybe this was a passion project.
Maybe?
Probably.
I don't know.
Who the heck knows? So.
Somebody.
Someone please help.
I've fallen and I can't get out this flower. That's not what the show's about.
Yeah. So then, give me 1 second. I'm looking.
At
for it. Yeah. Keep talking about.
The next bit is first impressions, and that's going to be a spicy one.
Yeah. So you guys go first. I'm listening.
Sure.
Don't worry.
Okay.
About
so, Pino, what were your first impressions?
So first impressions, despite all basic urges of my body. As soon as I saw the art style, I was just very confused. I was like, this is an anime? No, I'm kidding. But it was very different is what I'm going to call it. Very jarring at times. But I, you know what? I was like, you know, I got to stick with it. It was a very rough start, at least for me. But you know what? We'll see what happens. I mean, I can't wait to talk a little bit more in depth about that. What about you, Garb?
I was a little thrown off too, but it didn't take me long to get adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
I would describe it as very candid, and that doesn't just apply to the animation. That's for the voice acting as well. It is a little jarring and it takes a little getting used to. Mm-hmm. I thought that it was very immersive. I really felt compelled by.
I really felt like I was a shithead.
I truly felt like a shithead.
That's the power of the PlayStation.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It was just, well, I don't know if I was immersed, quote unquote, but I felt like it felt weird. I really don't like this art style. I'm going to just go out there. So it was really rough, especially starting out, because you're like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, know these characters and meet them, but it's also just like, I don't know. I don't feel like, at least starting out, that the art style really had anything to do with the story. I didn't feel like it added anything, and we'll talk about this more later, and I don't know. It was just a real rough way to get started out, especially when
They definitely use it to take little tiny shortcuts where a character's like 5 meters away, their face just disappears.
Yeah. and then they pop in occasionally, like first their like eyes and mouth come in, and then when they're really close their nose pops into frame, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. It looks a little gross sometimes.
It kinda reminds me of I feel like I've seen games in a sort of similar like rotoscoping fashion, using like real people or like real actions,
like mocap.
Yeah, mocap.
Yeah, kind of like that, but like I feel like it just looked real familiar to me. Just like I've seen it in a different series or in a different game or something, but it's not the first time I've seen something like this, and I doubt it'll be the last time if we get more recommendations or if we just delve in deeper, but it's very unique, and I think that's you can't really say that about a lot of other shows nowadays. They all kind of look the same.
Yeah. And this came out in 2013.
Yeah.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, I was surprised to learn that too. The manga was 2009 to 2014, but the show started 2013. And there's still room for there to be more show, but we'll get into that later. So, all right. Chuck, have you found that?
I think it's only, is it only on the last episode's credits? Cause I
possibly,
yeah. Cause I've been looking on some of the other,
I took a screenshot of it and posted.
Yeah, no,
it.
Hold you on. Didn't, you didn't have the, you didn't have what the title of those credits were for. So now I need to scrub through anyway.
Well, we might be able to find it.
In section. I'm finding it. So don't you worry your sweet little bottoms
or, you know, feel free to interrupt whenever.
Yeah. I'm going to. Yeah. Inject and be a real asshole about it too, so don't worry.
Well then Garb, you can do most of the talking until he finds
well, I don't know about got that him, because the next section is openings, so
I mean I don't think he's got much to say.
Well no the next section isn't openings, you liar.
It's presentation.
Yeah,
we just went over that.
See? No we did, no, we not didn't. That was we didn't go in depth.
We said first, okay, impressions.
All right,
presentation. Well,
I mean, but it kind of flowed in. So
yeah. Spoilers, this is all rotoscoped. And what is rotoscoping? Please, someone define
it. Rotoscoping is basically recording something in live action and then drawing over that live action footage to get the quote-unquote natural movements of a person.
You filthy tracer. Just kidding, no.
Well, like it's different from something like a reference, because doing it with reference is you're just looking at it and being like, oh, this is how they move, so this is how I should be like drawing it and making them move. Rotoscoping is literally going over that and trying to match it, like, detail wise.
You get all the detailed movements, you get all these like things that feel that we emit as humans, which they try to translate on screen.
I don't know if they did that too well in the show. If I'm going to be quite honest with you, I don't feel like they really were able to get many of the emotions or like subtle movements that people normally have.
Maybe like 30% of the time.
Yeah.
But most of the time it just kind of looked jagged.
Yeah.
I don't.
It looked uneven a lot of the time, and it seemed like not consistent, I think, is the biggest. There was a scene where I think his name's Taco. Is that the main character?
Taco?
I don't know.
That's his name now.
Yeah.
Takao.
No, Takao, whatever. His when he went out of his door, the, you know how they have the bars on top of doors that automatically close it?
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever he opened and closed it, it just moved like so much that like it didn't look natural as anything, and it just didn't make sense why they
takes had you out of it too.
Oh yeah, it took me way out of it.
There was other instances where you'll have maybe characters interacting with each other, and you'll see like maybe the backside of one of the main characters talking to another character, and the character they're facing, they're like not moving at all sometimes, and it was very kind of weird to see that, where I'm just like, okay, like I'm glad that you made this character who I'm not actually facing move and you know act like a human, but this one's a static image. Like, are you like? I'm not sure why it was like maybe only 50% of a scene that was fully animated. Maybe it's something I don't understand about rotoscoping, or I don't know. But it was always a little weird when you would go to some other scene and it's literally just a static image of a person.
Yeah. They made definitely me think, had to take a couple like shortcuts now and then.
Yeah, it made me feel like my video player stopped. Or like I really had a buff or something. It was just like, they're talking, but they're
Speaking of, this is on Crunchyroll. So, I mean, if you want to go watch it, go. Yeah,
go ahead.
Because it won't be too long before we get into spoilers. So, you still have time, though. You're safe for now.
Yeah, oh, but, I got my hand.
So, the voice acting really, I loved it. I thought the voice acting was fantastic. Not in the necessarily just how good the voicing was on its own, but how candid everything felt. It really felt like believable.
Voice acting definitely was a strong point of this. Also, I just looked up on Anime News Network. I should have just started there. But they helped with in-between animation, apparently, along with people like David Pro, Bones. So,
and Gainax was there too.
So there's a lot of like big names that were doing in-between animations. I guess this was just like a side hustle for them. And I guess at that point, Gainax just lost a bunch of their big guys to Trigger. So that might be why Gainax was working with this, but
yeah, that makes sense. Who knows? But so, yeah. Go back on the voice acting.
Yeah, voice acting good. I felt like it was very well. I hated how the main character screamed, though. It was atrocious. It was atrocious every time they did it. But I don't feel like there was a bad performance per se. I don't think that my feelings on the show are a result of any of the performances. So
Saiki-san! Nakamura-san! Especially the fro bro, I thought.
Oh, dude, Yamada?
He made me uncomfortable. I didn't like him.
I thought he did such a good job. He was obnoxious. He did his role. He fit it. He's a two-face. He's an S-bag. I'm not going to say the word anymore. I felt bad if you use it for the intro.
Yeah,
a lot of the supporting, they really just, they just felt like real students, or they felt like real parents. They just felt real.
I'm also looking at my notes that I wrote down that I want to talk about. One thing, I'm going back to presentation. They used a lot of the same backgrounds for the city. Like, they kept showing these same, like, five signs and locations whenever...
They probably had to, because of the rotoscoping. They had to keep it in the exact same spot. So, it is a shame, I kind of cut them a little bit of slack.
No, I mean, like, in the sense of they take, like, there's a sign of, I think it's like a fucking diet sign or whatever, where it shows a bigger lady and then a skinny one. Mm-hmm. And they never really put anyone with that. So I don't know why they couldn't just make more of those kind of, like, to make it seem like a shitty... you know, like town, because I get it.
Well, I think the point was having a small town.
No, I get it. But like, small towns don't, like, if you see like the overview, even if you look at the poster image, it's still a pretty like sprawling town. Like, so there has to be more than just five distinct, like a staircase. Like, why do you always show me these same things?
Well, I mean, these guys are students. They're not going to be, like, going to the club or anything. Well, these guys have a routine.
But this guy rides his bike every, like, basically every day to the used bookstore. There has to be things on that way.
Except when he lost
that,
his bike.
That do the same type of thing.
Listen, they can't afford all those signs.
I don't give a shit. I don't give... If you want me to like care about this, I don't want to see the same fucking sign 10 times in a series. I don't care. You can show it to me like 3 or 4 times. I get it. Set it, make the city seem small, make it seem garbage with everything like kind of torn up and rusted and everything. But you can show me more. I get tired of that.
I think this is another example of it's not focusing on the town itself, despite it being another driving force for some characters.
No, I'm not.
I think it's more of a personal kind of thing. You're really digging deep on the five backgrounds, but I think that's the point.
No, but that's like, I'm not saying, if this show had three more backgrounds, it would have been saved. I'd care more?
I don't know, man. I'm tired.
I'm tired of seeing these fucking things. I don't care.
But it's a daily life setting. It's daily life. I see the same cars every morning when I go to work. I'm not.
But Pino, they're not making an anime about you, correct?
Yeah, you know what? I beg to differ. Studio Gainax has just announced the Pino
papers
show.
Were just signed.
It's similar to the BoJack Horseman show, except I'm a lot less happier.
I don't know. It frustrates me, because I understand and this is going to be a theme throughout me, I understand that they want to meet something thematically. But just because it fits a theme does not mean it's good.
I think it fits the storyline.
I just don't like it.
There we go. That's all I wanted to hear.
I just don't like it. Like, it doesn't do it for me. The show, this is going to be a theme as well. The show doesn't do it for me. Just straight up.
It fits the narrative a lot of it, mostly because there's, like I mentioned before, where else are these kids going to go? Where else is especially the main character, or one of the main characters, Nakamura, going to go? She has her main places she likes to go, which isn't home. And so that's why we have to revisit some of these places, because this is where the lead has to go. They couldn't just trash the local pub when they had to trash the school building.
I think you're misunderstanding my point. The backgrounds in general are fine. Some of them are actually pretty good. But there are scenes specifically when they show signs.
Like the random ones where
signs, and they show like the staircase up. Like, you know those scenes? Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that I feel like there could have been a bit more diversity. Sure, they have to be in a school setting. Sure, they have to be at home or at the creek. I get that.
But what would it add and what would it remove if they did have it, or if they didn't?
I'm just tired of seeing them. I don't want to see them again.
It happens.
I don't want to, though. It's an anime.
You never have to watch this show again.
I know, I will not. But there's infinite things. It's an anime. You can draw anything. So why do you stick with these five? It frustrates the hell out of me.
You're right about the rotoscoping not really mattering. Unless these are real pictures, it may be. I don't know.
They are not real pictures. They are not.
This is the town is built after. It's a real town in Kanto. But
it's just, I don't know. I'm just upsetty spaghetti. That's it. this is gonna be the whole episode, guys. So fucking strap in.
Well, let's move on to the soundtrack then. So
pretty great, actually.
Yeah, there wasn't any really stick out background tracks for me, but none of them horribly offended me. Yeah.
There was that main piano one that they would play at the beginning of several of the episodes, or at the end of them. I think they played in the first episode, but it was very haunting, very ominous. I like how it set most of the episodes up for disaster for the main character, which was very nice. It just felt kind of, it was just like more ambiatic, if that's a word, more ambiance than anything to stick with you.
Yeah, there was nothing, there was no standouts for me, but there were also none that took me out of the experience. So I guess that, you know, it does its job for a soundtrack to be inintrusive or unintrusive. I don't know what the fuck inintrusive is, but
words are hard, man.
Words are real.
Especially the sound effect designs, especially for the flower of evil, the little shaking.
The sound design in the show is actually very good. I must admit.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Well then, is it time to go on to that opening?
It really makes me feel like I'm a shitbag. Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, so there were four versions of the opening. The opening songs are all original works by Uchujin, and I couldn't find any other work by them because that's not a they need a more specific name. They need another word there. And there are four songs in total, but the visuals only slightly change and kind of show what's going to happen in the episode during the opening credits, but really not much going on.
Man, I'm so tired of this. It fits the theme of the Flowers of Evil theming of a book in poetry. I get it. But you could have done something else. It's so boring. I don't want to watch it.
Tell me what else you would replace that with. What else?
They could have done either
just move around the little designs, just show those growing in.
Okay.
Yeah. I would still probably slam it for sure, but I wouldn't be as upset because they fucking literally made a PowerPoint slideshow and they showed it to us with a fade in and fade out effect. That's it.
And I don't know. I feel like this gets an excuse mostly because why?
It doesn't get an excuse for me.
It gets an excuse.
Why an excuse? Why do you excuse a show?
I can't see this show having any other type of opening. I can't see it with any moving parts. I can't see it with any wonderfully animated rotoscoping people moving around. I can't see it with the same five backgrounds in there. I think I feel like this is just going to be considered, at least personally for me, this is kind of like a, I forgot the word already, damn it. Come back to me.
Come on, words.
Come on.
I'm smacking you in the head with a dictionary. Look,
this is not the type of show where you're going to be like, oh, I got to buy all the merch about this. Oh, I got to gush about the opening. I think this is a one-shot, one-take kind of deal. And I don't think it needs anything to pull you in other than the synopsis at this point.
But what?
This is not going to be something on your list to listen to, right?
No. Exactly. Actually, the first song, maybe. That first song's pretty good. But, like, legitimately, I feel like this is lazy. I feel like they could have done something. They could have done, like Garb said, like the moving, like growing vines to show kind of, oh, this is kind of like the flowers of evil wrapping around Taco, whatever the hell. Yeah, or like cheesy. something like that. Do something.
I think that's a little cheesy.
How is that cheesy? It's less cheesy than a slideshow.
I think, look, the whole series in full, again, despite it being about the flower of evil, a poetry book, it has more of a serious kind of tone to it. I can't see it with any playful opening. I can't even see it with a sad opening. I can see it with just like a good ass song and just images and words I can't read. I prefer that over something that really wants to force you to, oh, look at this. Oh, I'm so introspective. Look, blah, blah, blah.
No,
look,
so, flashing lights. So I'm just going to like think of like drama anime per se. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, something like Anohana. Anohana
never watched it.
Is a great anime. We'll watch it for the podcast eventually. It is a heavily drama like themed show. And it still has a super good opening. Same thing with something like Erased. Erased is a heavily drama oriented show. But they still could make openings. They could still do things. They didn't have to cop out and make words on the screen.
I don't think they copped out about anything. I think this was the intention. I don't think you guys.
I'm not saying that this isn't their intention. I'm not saying that they're like, oh, this is to fit how like the book reads and how it is. Sure, whatever. That doesn't mean that I enjoy it. That doesn't mean that just because this was a conscious choice that it wasn't the right choice. Like,
I think it's the right choice.
So they did at least try to make up for it with a variety of songs. In yes, the visuals are nothing, but for a 13 episode season, we got four different opening songs, mm-hmm. and each one of them symbolizes something. The opening song for episodes 1 through 3 is a representation of our main character, Takao Kasuga. The episodes 4 through 6 are for Sawa Nakamura. And that one's the one that has real, like, another, and I'm going to use this word again, very candid voice. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's almost like a punk song. And I fucking loved it. But that one's very divisive. Decisive? What's the word? That's the one. Words are hard today. And third one is much more soothing. And that's because it's Saiki's song for episodes 7 through 9. And the last song is for the town itself of Kiryushi, and that is a real town in the Gunma prefecture of Kanto. Fun fact.
The song's very good, but once again, songs are only half of the story, and a 50% is still a failing grade. that's my main come out of this.
As much as I was disappointed by the visuals, at least we got variety there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm satisfied with that, but that's just me. Let's see. I wanna listen to them real quick. Because they're good.
The second one is clown good music, and I love that.
Which one was the one that's really clown music?
I think the second one. Well, the fourth one is like I don't know.
It's clown-like, definitely.
Yeah, oh, it's mm-hmm. it's clown-adjacent is what it is.
Oh, God, clown-adjacent.
But the first one is, like, just clowns. Regardless, I don't know. Let's talk about the endings, though.
So, the piece used for the ending is also an original work, but these aren't different songs. These are it's the same one with kind of different instrumentation, slightly shifted around.
Did you happen to get the lyrics?
What's that?
Did you happen to get the lyrics?
I have no clue.
Oh, yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah, but it's spooky. It's freaky. Yeah. And the credit song always starts before the actual ending credits.
Yeah.
So that's why some of them, there's four different versions to kind of fit in with that episode's feel. Mm-hmm. And it was done by Asa, Cheng, and Junrei.
Bless you.
Who, according to Wikipedia, is a band that was formed by percussionist Asa Cheng, who was the founder and lead for the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
Dude, I listened to the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Oh, as long so as Wikipedia funny. Is accurate.
That's so funny. Listen to the Tokyo Ska Orchestra. It's so good. It's so great.
And so after he left that in 1993, and he formed this band with programmer and guitarist Hidehiko Urayama.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to bless me?
No, I already blessed you once. I know you have a cold.
And there's another guy, Uzan, and... apparently, Junrei also means pilgrimage, and their work, you just go to junrei.com, and you can see their other stuff, because, I mean, this is a spooky song.
Yeah.
And their website's easy to fucking type.
I like but this. I like these endings, actually.
It almost sounded like voice synthesizers.
Yeah, I said this is what store brand Hasane Miku sounds like.
The ending spooked me. I'm scared.
No, yeah, I like this ending. I actually really enjoyed. I feel like this worked way better thematically than those openings. I feel like kind of the eeriness of it all, and I understand why they would want to have this type of ending in this show. I understand that, and I get it, and I feel like it serves its purpose a lot better than how the opening is supposed to serve its purpose.
Hold on, I gotta let my cat in here.
Yeah.
It certainly gives a... It's certainly very chilling, especially after some episodes
of
watching the show. I can name maybe the second to last episode when he's opening the room up. I was like, I'm not ready, even though I was pretty sure I knew what I was going to find. But I was still not ready for that opening of the door when he was splashed by... that didn't happen when he was splashed by the water. But when he was like on the date and whatnot, those endings, I was just like, please get me out of here.
So yeah, no, I did
props
like...
props to the ending.
When they were ripping up the classroom, basically, and they were playing that, I really liked that as well. That kind of scene of chaos and destruction with this behind it.
I think nearly almost every other episode, I always had a knot in my stomach. I'm like,
oh my god,
I'm not like this. I just did not want to. I didn't want to be here.
No, I get that. Like me personally, at least, like I cannot watch like quote unquote cringy things. I can't watch like
or uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, no, because things like I'm just gonna pull this out because even though this is an anime, this will for the majority of our audience, I probably assume they know this. Scott's Tots, episode of The Office where Michael Scott promises a bunch of second graders that he will pay for all their college, and then he cannot, and he has to tell them all that. And I can't watch that.
I've never watched that episode.
It makes me too uncomfortable.
I agree.
And like in this show, like I had to like cover my face sometime, and like I just like couldn't get through it without like, you know, like I would like be nervous and super anxious throughout this whole show. And like,
I commend the show for that.
Yeah. The show does
really,
a great,
really hard to do that.
Yeah. It does a great job of doing that. It doesn't mean I still didn't fucking hate that feeling though. Like I made this reference in the Patreon chat, how in like stuff like Metal Gear Solid and stealth games like that, I'm like stressed out of my fucking mind playing those games.
Oh, dude, I love that.
No, and I love that feeling. But this feeling I hate. I cannot live with this feeling. Like with it feels like I had like 3 knots in my stomach watching this show. It was like atrocious. I feel like we're gonna talk about this more in the story, but the first half of this story just like I could not like sit through without like having some vitriol reactions to it.
Mm-hmm. Well then, we ready to jump into that story?
Guess so.
Yeah.
Let's take us on a ride, Garman.
Oh man, buckle up, boys. So, first we're introduced to our characters and setting. We meet Takayo Kasuga and his group of goofball friends. We got Frobro, Eyebrow, and the other guy.
The other guy who just doesn't show up after that first episode. Yeah.
We see some frightening imagery as we learn about his crush, Nanako Saiki. And test is handed out.
My angel, my idol.
Yeah, he does poorly. Saiki gets the best score, and Sawa Nakamura, the weird girl in the corner, gets the worst score and calls the teacher shitface.
So, can I ask why hasn't she been expelled yet?
Great question.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shitface. Just kidding. Pino then got expelled from the Funky Anime podcast.
This truly is the last episode of the podcast.
He didn't think that would happen. I'm packing my bags.
Goodbye.
I mean, this is my house.
Get out.
Afterwards. Oh, go ahead.
No.
No, he's finishing the bit.
I was finishing up the funny haha.
Okay. Afterwards, we're introduced to Taka's favorite book, Charles Baudelaire's Les Fleurs
du Monde. I love the series of unfortunate events. I hate that every time I hear that name, I just think of that show. That book and
shout out, the Netflix I read all those books as a kid. I love.
Apparently I did, and I forgot the ending until I watched everything. I was like, that's how it ended. I forgot.
Yeah, they were on a beach.
I know. I in my mind, I just didn't know how or why, but it just, I was just like, wow. It was like having foresight. I'm like, X will happen. It happened.
Guys, we will be watching series of unfortunate events for the next episode of the podcast. God.
No, let's watch the movie.
Man, I don't want to watch that again.
Continue. Apparently, that's a real book. Not the series of unfortunate events, but The Flower of Evil.
By the guy.
Yeah, Charles Baudelaire.
Yeah.
I'm now even more frightened to even open that book.
Yeah, no, if you go on his Wikipedia page, it's the same picture that you see in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm actually a little creeped now. I'm creeped out.
And so Takao finds Saiki's gym bag. He hesitates for a moment, but he takes the clothes out from it and runs. Now,
look, this man could have just like just
left it there.
If he wasn't frightened by somebody, I know he would have left it. He would have been like, ah, you know what? I'm gonna put it back.
Yeah, no, despite me
already sniffing it.
I feel there's so many points in this story where if like one single action changed, like this wouldn't happen. Like he could have like brought it back immediately. He could have burned it. He could have gotten rid of it in a trash can.
I mean, he even said he was going to burn it. Yeah. I'm going to put this in the furnace. I'm like, hey, let's go end the series now.
And then they did it. And then she put clothes on those on him. And I got the most uncomfortable.
Oh, God. Yeah, we jumped a little bit, but that's almost the next part.
It gets a little freaky.
He gets blackmailed by the weird girl, right?
Yep.
So the next day, the whole class finds out. The teacher does an announcement. And Takao's like, oh my god, I'm a criminal. And he screams and runs away like a little bitch. And during his panic biking, he encounters Sawa, who confronts him about his reading material. She hops on the bike with him and is like, hey, let's go to the other side of that mountain. And she's like, I know what you did. I know you stole that. And he uses the patented Joestar technique, runs away, goes home and thinks about what he's done. And concludes that he should return the gym clothes, but he wusses out again. So, next day, Sawa hands Takao a note with instructions where to meet up, and she confronts him about running away, and is like, hey, you fucking scumbag.
I know.
Sawa's like, alright, I'm not going to tell anyone, but there's a caveat that can't be explained because Saiki shows up. Takao wusses out, so Sawa pushes him into her chest.
As you do.
As you do.
So he freaked out even more. She thinks he's a creep. and he's now in a contract with Sawa.
I can't believe it.
She insists that he write down his feelings in essay form for her. So, next day, apparently there was a creep in his 30s, I think they said, that was near the school the day the clothes went missing. And that kind of turns into a suspect for a little while. But Sawa invites Takao to the library again after school, where Takao's like, here, this is my favorite book, this is my essay. And she's like, no, that's not acceptable. And she screams at him.
How dare you give me a book report?
He tries to run away, but Sawa pins him down, unclothes him, and puts the gym clothes on him. And is like, yeah, you're a fucking freak. Look at you.
Look at what you did.
Yeah.
What
do you mean? She decides that he should spend every day after school with her. So eventually,
as you do.
Yeah, eventually he starts blowing off his friends and such and starts to
showing up home late. And
yeah, he behaves a little differently, engaging in sensual hand sniffing by the river.
Oh, my God.
Koof, koof.
Sorry, that's the Japanese onomatopoeia.
why'd you say it like that?
Onomatopoeia.
Because I forgot if that was actually the word.
Yeah,
I,
no,
I
don't onomatopoeia is right. Like,
oh, hey,
like an onomatopoeia is like wham or bam.
Bonk.
Ba-doom-ba-jitta-ba. Well, wait, no, not that wham.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, continue.
So, next day, lunch money goes missing, and the finger is pointed at Sawa. Takao's like, hey, you fuckers, that's... No, not, you don't have any evidence. Stop that. And they start giving him the sus eye, too. But Saiki's like, you know what? That was pretty cool of you.
Hey, that's pretty epic, man.
Damn, yeah. That was pretty gamer of you.
So, Sawa can tell that Takao's hiding something, but he doesn't say that he spoke with Saiki. So, he boxes in the uniform and hides it whenever he goes home. The next day, he skips to class. He was so happy about talking to that girl that he skipped to class. And by golly, do I wish that I felt like that all the time.
Man, he was so happy. I was so happy for the boy. I was like, look at him. It's almost like he didn't take the clothes.
And after then I realized he did. After all the secondhand embarrassment of the first part, that was such a relief. It's like, oh my gosh, finally something good happened.
I know. Ugh.
And so he meets Saiki again. He carries a box for her and asks her out. He freaks out for a moment. And she pauses, and he drops the box and nearly falls down the stairs, but she catches him and accepts his proposed date, all while Sawa watches from the bottom of the stairs.
Yep.
Ugh. So,
what were you doing there, Sawa? Have you always been there?
And then she fucking walks away, doesn't even help picking up the shit, and I was like, that's kind of mean. That was kind of brutal. As you do.
She's a shithead. What do you expect?
Yeah, man.
So, that evening, Sawa throws rocks at Takao's window. And she's like, hey, I know you got a date. And
First step when somebody throws rock at your window, don't answer it. Stupid.
Stupid.
Just call me on the phone. Man up. Open the door.
So she throws rocks and is like, hey, you're going to wear the gym clothes under your outfit on the date. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And she fucking smacks him. So wears the clothes on an otherwise normal date. They go to the bookstore. He buys her a copy of Flowers of Evil. And Sawa snags him away and is like, hey, you got to kiss her on this date. You got to do it. And eventually they're at the park and he's like, I can't do it. And Sawa dunks water on him. And
I got dunked on, nerd.
Yeah. You can see the outfit under, but he hides it just in time and Saiki didn't see. And Takao runs off like a little bitch and Sawa prances off, delighted interactions. So, next day, the boys find out about the date and celebrate accordingly. They're like, yeah, my boy Takao. And Takao sees Sawa and Saiki talking and starts to freak out. He's like, oh my gosh, she's going to tell her everything. I'm totally screwed. Now, when walking home together, Saiki asks Takao if he's friends with Sawa because she recently befriended her herself and is worried about her. Now, next day, Takao receives a note and snags him away during the time when he should be walking together with his girlfriend. And Sawa is like, bro, Saiki, she like totally wants to bang you. And he's like, no. He He's like, no, that's not how it is. And Saiki overhears this whole conversation.
Well, I don't think she was outside, right?
Yeah, she heard it, and she heard Haz wants to like have sex with you, and she took it in the wrong way because we love a good misunderstanding in our anime. Hey,
that I mean, that's not anime without misunderstandings, am I right?
I'm so tired of that shit, guy. I'm so tired. We've seen that so much of like the they hear half of a conversation and then they take it the wrong way, and no one says anything about it.
I'm pretty sure that's how real life works.
Yeah, I know, but people talk. People are like, no, you misunderstood. There was a thing that we said beforehand, but they don't do that in anime.
Not in anime, not in TV shows, nothing.
I'm so tired.
That's why we're slaves to the system.
Jamie, will you cease that?
Cease.
The cat overheard you say something bad about her, and then... And you just didn't explain it enough. You didn't say I was selling it to my friends.
Evidently so. All right, I'm going to let her out. Oh, nope. She's coming. You're going to come back over, Jamie? No, you don't want to talk? All right, fine. So, the next day...
Pay me enough for this.
Yeah. Next day, Saiki isn't in school, and a friend of hers confronts Takao, and she's like, bro, Saiki called me last night. She was crying. You need to take this worksheet to her. And so... Sawa spooks him at the Nanako residence, and she's like, ha, you knew she wanted to bang you. You came right over. Ha ha, freak. So he's like, whatever, you're mean. Goes inside.
Got him, dude.
Yeah. He goes inside. First he meets Saiki's mom, and she's dude, very pleasant.
She's mm-hmm. very pleasant, dog. You see how she bent down to put down the
Pano, you're a degenerate.
No, I'm not.
that's something a degenerate would say.
Pervert. Nonsense. I can't believe it. Pervert camel.
What? Pervert camel?
Who's and if you remember that reference, then you're Chuck.
I love eyelash.
Anyways, moms are cool.
He goes inside and meets with Saiki, and she's like, oh, man, it's time to have a talk. And he's like, oh, no, it's time to have a talk.
I'm not ready. Oh, yeah. Wait, she actually meant talk. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, Saiki, hold on. Jamie, please.
Shout out to Jamie. Shout out.
Please, Jamie.
Shout out. Jamie.
Jamie.
What do you want? You want
Jamie.
To in?
Jamie. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you need to sit down and...
You need to sit down and shut up.
This episode has now been called the Furball of Evil.
That's accurate, dude. Come on, there you go. Let me get your box.
She says, meow, meow, meow. Just get a synthesizer on her. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, you're freaking me out. I'm thoroughly shook.
I'm sure. Yes, I couldn't finish that sentence.
So... Saiki was just like, hey, I just want to make sure you're not hiding anything. And he lies, of course, and they move on.
Yo, she was like the coolest chick. She's just like, yo, tell me, talk to me, dog. Just
yeah, she's like, let me know what the deal is. And then he's like, I have nothing to hide.
Nothing, I gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know how he fools. I don't know how he fools anyone.
He doesn't.
This man's sweating every other episode.
Dude, every episode sweats in this show, and it makes me so uncomfortable.
Character's sweating all the time.
It's like that one season of Prison Break. Anyways, I brought in a reference that is not an anime. I'm sorry.
Jamie's
not having it today.
Guess not. What do you want from me? I don't understand.
Put on those clothes, girl.
For balls of evil. Finally, an excuse to put my cat as the thumbnail.
Hooray, we did it. Boom, 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 meow, meow, meow.
So, Saiki was just worried. She's like, hey, I just want to make sure you don't have a relationship of some kind.
That is unhealthy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a contract of any sort.
Something freaky like that. That'd be weird, you know.
No, not me.
And she's like, oh, I've been reading the book, by the way. I don't really get it, but I've been reading it. So, Takao goes to Saiki, or not Saiki, Takao goes to Sawa, and he's like, dude, you gotta tell Saiki that I stole this uniform. She laughs at him and agrees. And they're like, all right, we're gonna meet up at the school at midnight, we're gonna go to the homeroom, and you're gonna hand me the uniform. And she's like, once they're there, you need to write an essay, write down all your feelings, do it. And he's like, no. And Sawa's like, all right, well, fuck you, do whatever you want, contract's null, never speak to me again. And Takao doesn't take that and starts writing on the chalkboard frantically.
I'll show you.
Yeah, and then he starts writing on the floor. And then Sawa escalates the situation and throws paint on the floor, which I thought was blood. And I was like, oh, my God, she's killing
him. Yeah, right? I thought she killed herself at that moment.
I know. I was like, she's summoning Satan? No, please.
Yeah, I was freaked out. But for the first time, she looks genuinely happy. When they're painting the classroom, like, she's got blush and her smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, I want to say, most of the time, though, it's really hard to determine, like, actual emotions in this show with these rotoscoped faces. Because, like, there are points where you, like, you can hear by the tone of their voice they're supposed to be angry, but they look, like, happy. And I'm just like, what's happening?
I think part of that is just, especially with Sawa, she's just kind of a freak, and she does that on purpose.
You're a freak.
A little bit. That's why they picked me for this episode. Oh. Thanks, Patreon. So, Takao and Sawa, they hold hands and silently walk home together. Yeah, it's Sorry. Disgusting, right?
I hate this. This is dumb. No wonder this is a flower of evil.
So, on the way to school the next day, Saiki encounters Takao. And they walk to the classroom together. And Takao's like, aw, man, I got off this scot-free because my name was covered by the paint.
But what a world.
Sawa finds Takao later, after an emergency assembly. Sawa finds Takao dry-heaving outside. And shortly followed thereafter by Saiki, who Takao's like, look, we gotta break up. And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I know that was you. I saw the pattern on the floor from the cover of the book. Please reconsider.
This whole operation was your idea. What the?
And she's like, reconsider. We'll talk about it later. And she books it. So then Saiki and Sawa have a chat in the bathroom. And Sawa's like, yeah, no, I totally knew the whole time.
Yeah, he's a sicko dog.
Yeah, he's a freak. So Takao skips school the next day and chooses instead to mope in bed. Saiki tries to visit him. He doesn't let her in. So she yells at the window and she's like, hey. I know that you took the uniform. I'm just upset that you hid it. I'm not upset that you took it. I think it's not pretty cute. Not upset
that you wore it.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Well, she didn't know about that quite yet.
Not yet, that's right.
But Saiki leaves, and the real confrontation begins. Takao and his mother.
Oh, dude. So
his mom is like, what the fuck is up? And Takao's like, all right, that's it. I'm running away from home.
That's it. Yeah, I have to go.
Yeah. So, man. Sawa is like...
Change my name. We're going to change his name to Taco at that point. You're right.
So, Sawa's like, hey, now we're going to go to the other side of the mountain. And Taco's mom is looking for him. And Saiki overhears.
Man, she can ride that bike, though.
Yeah. And she went home and calls the Nakamura house. And she's like, hey, is Sawa there? And her dad's like... And... She's like, that's awful sus. And Saiki catches up with the two of them while they're resting in the rain. And Saiki blames herself for the whole thing. She's like, look, Takao, I pushed you too hard. Fucked up. I've been reading the book, though. I read it a couple times. I don't get it. And Sawa unclothes Takao, both literally and figuratively. What?
As you do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, look. He even wore the gym outfit during your first date, and Saiki was like, okay, I mean, that's not the part I'm upset about, like, that's off topic here.
Like, I'm just glad it fits. No, I'm just kidding. Like,
sure, yeah, being a freak is all about perspective and all that, but there's something else going on here. And Sawa decides the game isn't fun anymore. She takes Takao's bike and yeets.
Yeah, man, you just gave it back to him.
Yeah.
Chill, girl.
Jamie. Jamie, can you please stop that?
I feel like every time I talk, Jamie just gets riled up.
Evidently. What is... Do I need... I need to get you a scratch and post in here, apparently.
He's like, I smell poo.
Do you want out of this room? What do you want?
Smells like fried chicken. How are you, Chuck?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. This is a nice little segment. This is called the How Are You segment.
Yeah, this is the Time to Chill Out segment.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm sad because Haikyuu ended like a week ago.
I feel that.
Like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like,
Yeah. I don't... You know what? One day I'll feel like that. God. It's going to be horrible.
Well, no. Remember, I'm going to... Remember
you're not
going
to see me for a month.
Remember Quinn Pino?
I do. You didn't see me for a week.
I didn't, man.
You're not going to see me for a full-on month. No,
literally, if One Piece ends... I know I say if just because it feels like such something that will never end. But, like, when it ends... Like, I will be in, like, a mourning period.
Guys, the podcast is going to be on a hiatus for, like, a good month for me. I would be like, okay, bye.
We'll, adios. We'll be re-binging all the movies. And that'll be the content for that month.
We'll have to put out a sob video.
It's true.
Update 3.
Okay, for now, I've got Jamie. Missing. The cat is calmed and sitting in my lap.
Yeah, my mouth.
This is probably gonna last 5 minutes, but we'll see.
All right. So it was raining. He's naked, and yeah. Sawa's like, "I don't want to play with you anymore."
Yeah. So she takes the bike, runs off, and Takao goes after Sawa, and Saiki's like, "Well, I guess I'm just nothing then. Fuck you." And
you're right.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, "My body just moved on its own," and I'm like,
"Mm-hmm." Yeah.
Then he's Then he says he's nothing, and I'm just like, you know what? Facts. You are nothing.
So, cops show up. They take everyone. Saiki and Sawa are both like, you know what? I'm done with your shit, Takao. I'm done with you. And parents pick up the kids.
Takao just got, like, wrangled up in all this. This is the worst thing in the world.
So, parents pick him up at the police station, and we learn that Takao really does have a very good dad.
Yeah, man, his dad's off is dad.
Great. It's understanding. He's not like, yeah. He's asking the right questions. He's like being in these, like, not being like, "You are a shame."
Yeah,
to the
he kept
family.
His cool, you know.
He's like, think about it. I'm gonna go apologize, but think about it, boy.
So,
dude, shout outs to that dad. Shout outs to dads.
So, well, shout outs to that dad. I don't know about all dads. Not all dads are created equal.
True. Some dads just went to the supermarket. Some dads lead a revolutionary army, and some just blow up by some alien on a planet somewhere.
So now it's they get to wear their summer clothes. We go to the pool, and Sawa gets mad at the swimming coach, calls him a bird brain. And so apparently there was a bigger time skip here because Saiki's friend confronts Takao and is like, "Hey, you haven't talked to her for a whole month." And
a whole month?
Yeah. And they officially break up at that point. So
she was kind of okay with it, sort of. Like, her face kind of led me to believe she's like, "You know what? Facts, dude. I'm done with you." But
well, she did ignore her a month.
I'd be like, "Facts, I'm done."
Yeah, facts would be you, dude. So long.
So
my time has come.
Takao can't even eat dinner that night, and he throws up in his room. He then is walking alone, barefoot, in the darkness, surrounded by the flowers of evil from the cover of the book.
Oh, he said it.
Yeah, he said the thing. And he finds Sawa, who's pissed at him, and she walks away, fades into the darkness, and he wakes up, and he's like, "Oh, fuck, it's a nightmare." And he has a freak out. He throws books off the shelves. He destroys the picture of Charles, and he starts writing the essay that Sawa wanted him to write. And
at this point, none of the girls are just talking to him. They're just like, they're done with him.
And he starts acting really differently at this point. Like, he isn't reading books anymore. He says good morning to Sawa at the next day. Because he's really trying to make up. But on the walk home, he tries to give Sawa the essay. She doesn't say anything. They're not on speaking terms.
Then she books it.
Yeah, and she starts running faster and faster. And Takao nearly gets hit by a car while reading the essay out loud to her. And he's like, "All right, well, I'm just going to go to your house." And he meets her dad. And he's like, all right, come on.
Dad seems like a pretty chill guy.
Yeah. Well, aside from him asking his mother to get him a beer, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Get
your own beer. Just stand up. Yeah, man.
But he apologizes to Daddy Nakamura as well, which that was the honorable thing to do.
What's your relationship with my daughter?
even
at that point, he said he doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, at that point, like, even Sawa's dad is like, look, I don't even fucking get her. Like, she won't talk to me. The only thing that comes out of her mouth is shit face. And
it's plastered on her door.
Yeah, exactly. So he goes into her room.
As all boys should. Actually, yeah,
he opens the door slowly. And her room is really plain, which is...
Can't believe you're playing Minecraft.
And
get out of my room! I'm playing Minecraft!
And so he finds a journal in her desk, which summarizes the events that we've seen up to this point. There's a bunch of blank pages between, because it goes in chronological order. So it goes up to the last events until the very last page of the journal, where she's like, man, we never got to the other side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe it.
And Sawa barges into her room at that point. And Takao's crying, and she smiles and points him to leave.
Yeah, but she was like, that was one of the moments where I'm like, what is she supposed to be like? Happy, angry? Is she like angry? I don't know what the fuck emotions she was supposed to be feeling.
I think that you weren't supposed to understand, because I think she was trying to hide her feelings.
What am I supposed to get out of the anime if I'm not supposed to understand?
Well, it's revealed shortly after, whenever he does not comply with leaving, as she has pointed for him to do. She snags the book out from his hands, and outside, so there's a bunch of, like, I don't know if it's flashbacks, flash forwards, maybe a little bit of both happening, but outside she pins him to the ground and screams at him. And she's like, you're a dumbass.
Guys, I hope everyone knows that this is an extremely toxic relationship, and if this happens to you, please get out. Please. Yeah,
please run.
Please run. Away. Call me, to your and own I'll come home. Pick you up. I'll pick you up. Join our Patreon, then send me a message, and I'll come pick you up.
So,
Chuck, I'm scared. Get a shirt. We gotta make a shirt. Chuck, help me. I'm scared.
Help me. I'm scared.
It's like that Patrick shirt.
I'm okay. If you're ever in a dire situation, you just wear that under your shirt and you just
rip it off, and then I'll be there. It's
got LED lights, and it we'll see it.
It's not a fire hazard, I promise.
Cross my heart and hope to fart.
Don't.
Anyways.
Oh God. Don't machine wash. Speaking of, they burn the books and gym clothes. I don't know exactly when that happens, but...
That was during the sequence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know if it was a flashback or flash forward.
I want to say it's a flash forward.
That sequence, there was a lot of that voices, sequence is a flash
there was a forward. Lot of things that I didn't even see happen.
Yeah, that sequence is supposedly, at least from what I can get, is what would happen in the second part if it would ever happen. And God, I hope this podcast doesn't bring to light the second part being made.
I mean, you mentioned it now, so it's not going to happen.
Thank God. Like, Jesus Christ. I don't want to watch this again.
Unless our powers work retroactively this season.
I'll lose my mind.
Really,
I'd but, be so upset.
The Patreon said that reading the manga, there's a couple things that it really fills in the blanks. So some of the parts that we're not really understanding here, manga probably fills in those.
I mean, I think Patreon, they let us know that it ended, like the series already ended.
Oh yeah.
So
I told you in this episode of the podcast.
Can't believe it. You shut your whore mouth. I don't listen to you. I'll listen to me. I don't even listen to me.
So I have one sentence left on the story, so let's wrap this up. So Takao asks Sawa to make a contract with him. He's like, look, gotta escape town. And it was said, part one, end. Dum dum. That's it. That was the show.
Nice.
So, any thoughts on the plot there?
I didn't like
it. I'll let Chuck start.
I didn't like it. I understand that it's a coming of age, like psychological coming of age story, but I don't get anything out of this. I don't feel like I grew as a person beyond the fact that I'm not going to watch this again. Like, legitimately, I don't think I gained anything from watching this.
I'm quite the opposite. I think, yes, it is obviously like some sort of strange coming of age story, but I liked seeing the perspective of one little incident spiraling into a semi kind of realistic kind of setting, because this boy takes the clothes, right? Obviously, probably the best solution, as we all know, was to come clean about it. However, children really, 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 really like to make everything feel like it's the end of the world. And the main guy really does that. He's like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm weird. What am I going to do? Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And he's getting the wrong advice from the wrong person, or not even advice, just getting blackmailed by such a terrible person.
Yeah, instead of getting advice, he's getting blackmailed.
Exactly. And so, like, I thought this was such an interesting kind of look into the worst case scenario of a relationship, not just of a relationship, but of an event that could have easily been avoided by just speaking up and telling the truth. And I think it was done pretty well for the most part, but it did get a little confusing at the end.
That's the moral of the story.
With a focus shift, instead of it all being on Kasuga, it kind of went over to Nakamura, someone who I despise.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think these characters are likable. Like
I think that's the point.
But
not like, even Saiki?
Saiki's fine. I didn't feel any emotional connection towards her. I never felt like I was rooting for anyone in particular. I was rooting for the bookstore owner with that sexy mustache of his.
You mean the mustache that didn't even make sense?
I know.
Physically?
Yeah, no. Nope, of course not.
Not at all. I loved it.
God, I hated it. I can't even look at that mustache. And I posted that. I posted it in the chat.
No, I love him. I don't know. It's
that raw kind of like, it's the raw emotion. It's just like the socially unacceptable things that have been going on with these people that I think pulled me into wanting to see more, despite my knots in my stomach telling me, you better stop this, son. You just go watch One Piece, bro. But like it again, like I think me and Chuck share the same thing where it's like the first like six or maybe five episodes were like rough, extremely rough to go through. I hated every second of it.
No, yeah,
I was sucked in. The first couple episodes, I was like, oh man, I'm invested.
And that's where I stand too. Like I hated everything I saw, but my stomach also was just like, you know, you want more.
I feel like that's where like Pino and I kind of diverged, because like once, so like the first episodes, it was so hard to watch. But then once we got past that, like wrecking the classroom scene, it went from like cringe and like super hard to watch to just something I wasn't invested in. Mm-hmm. I wasn't interested in. There wasn't anything pushing me towards wanting to see something more from these characters. I didn't have anything that I really needed to see or wanted to see. So
damn. I needed to just see what happened. I mean, like we all know, we were all told as a kid, you know, the truth will set you free, yada yada. And so I just wanted to see how far it would have spiraled down, and oh Lord, it spiraled down in the worst possible scenario. So just seeing how something like that could affect these guys, they're junior high. What is it? Middle school?
Yeah, they're middle school, which is
just seeing how like that affects the mind of a child, especially in such a society where it's like very, very like against like doing these such things. Like it's so, I don't know. It's eye opening in a sense. It all felt very raw and real.
Agreed.
I didn't like it.
I mean, like, I really enjoyed it, but this is not a show you can recommend.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not recommending this to anybody.
I would never recommend this to anyone.
I mean, if someone told me, they're like, hey, you know what? I really like coming of age stories that are just absolutely fucking freaky.
But if
it's like, boy, I've got a show for you.
No, if they gave me that, I would give them Poon Poon before I'd give them this.
I don't know what that is, but that's a very silly title.
Poon Poon is another type of like psychological coming of age story. But and I haven't finished it. I haven't read much of it. But from what I saw, that drew me in more than this, like by a significant amount. And how about this? If you like this show, I'd highly recommend Poon Poon. And if you don't like the show, maybe stray away a little bit from Poon Poon, but it's not exactly the same like type of story. But I still wouldn't recommend this to anyone.
See, no, this is the reason I kind of like this whole podcast setting, because these are a lot of shows, especially the ones we get recommended from the patrons, and sometimes even you guys, that I've never seen before. These are things I would never actively seek out, mm-hmm, like absolutely, to watch myself. Like, I am, despite me, for those of you who see me on Twitch sometimes, I played like Alien Isolation. Like, I typically stray away from horror type stuff, thrillers, suspenseful, psychological thing. Like, I really, really don't like that. Plus time travel sometimes, or strange timelines. But that's a different story for a different day. But like, when it hits, I'm just like, I hate everything I'm feeling, but I need to know more. Like, I need to end it. I've already started. I need to have at least an ending where I can be like, you know what? I'm going to stop here and I don't need to ask any more questions.
Yeah, no, I
think I get the gist.
Legitimately, I probably would have stopped episode one if this were not for the podcast. I just didn't enjoy. Just like straight up, I didn't really enjoy this. And, you know, anime, like, there's different anime for different people. So
I don't think I've dropped too many. I think at least, like, in if we're talking personal lists, like, I think I've only dropped maybe like 5 shows.
I haven't dropped. I don't drop too many. If I'm like, legitimately, I don't drop too many. I've like, what was it? It was a couple years ago. The show was Killing Bites. That show was awful. That show was trash. That show has like a 5 on my anime list, I think. But I watched that garbage show and I watched it weekly, like an awful person. But it's just, I don't know.
Off the top of my head, I think I dropped Akame ga Kill. I dropped that episode 19.
I dropped, we're gonna watch that eventually.
I dropped Sword Art Online too.
I'm gonna drop it on you. But like, I try to not drop shows because I feel like then I just miss out. And I'm trying to go back to that dropped list just to get it over with, and so I know what I'm talking about. But it's sometimes shows that I don't ever think about watching are the ones that, for some reason, hit the strangest. I'm not going to say it hit the hardest. They hit the strangest.
It just hits differently. Never,
I don't expect it. Yeah. Bro, what'd you put in this sandwich, man? Hey, a sandwich. That's a calzone. No, I'm kidding. Anyways. But it's such a, this is such a weird show. It's very weird.
Yeah. Abnormal. Obtuse.
I didn't think I was going to like it. That's how I came into the show. I was like, God, what a horrible rotoscoping thing. I haven't seen this since the 80s. And then it's just there. I'm not going to pursue it any further because I'm too frightened. Or actually, no, I'm not too frightened. I'm content with what I saw. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. Just keep it open-ended for now. I don't want to know anything. But wow, what a weird show.
Yeah, whack.
Whack.
Whack. Well then, you want to get into those characters?
Sure.
I guess so.
I don't really like them, but go ahead.
First, we got Takao Kasuga, our main character. Taco. He's a bit of a freak.
That's the boy, man. He was just a quiet and weird kid. Just leave him alone.
He wasn't, you know, he made one mistake and it just kind of escalated and kept escalating.
Yeah, he had quote unquote friends or people at least who talked to him, but it's fine about it. Like, God, I felt bad for him the entire time. I still feel bad for him, even though he's choosing to go in.
Yeah, I don't know at this point. I feel like there's a point where it's no longer naivety or like fear. It's now a consistent choice that he's making.
And I think at least at the end of the show, I think he put himself in the role of like, this person probably needs some sort of help that I'm trying to, and that she might have seen, that she might have not like, oh, like, cause she calls him like another one, right? Like another one of me. And I'm just like, Maybe in this, like, again, I'm what's it called? What's that word? I'm
a weirdo,
theorizing. I'm
wacko sicko.
I'm overthinking, I guess. But like, he took the role of like, the reason is because like, I probably am the closest thing to possibly understanding her, so I'm gonna try and help her out.
Yeah.
Because there's like a lot of signs here where it's like I don't think she's having like. She's not, I don't think, for some reason, her home is like such a normal place, but something, I feel like something in her past kind of just made it so that she is in such a like in such a way. She's like really mean. She could quiet, just be a sociopath. The world. Probably also that too. True. But again, I guess it's the, also that mystery, that the mystery and maybe the whole sense of like I gotta help her out is what got Mr. Takao kind of invested, which is never not it's not the best solution, but I guess it's a solution in his
poor
mind.
Taco.
But yeah, poor Taco. Taco's Bel Grande.
Oh boy, Taco Bel Grande.
Oh boy, Taco Okasuga.
Yeah, I don't know.
Splashes with water.
It's I'm just like.
If anything, I like the guy until he well
I don't know. Like it's kind of you know innocent. Like there's an innocent mistake at the beginning. Like you know he just got freaked out and sure mm-hmm. whatever I can forgive that, but it reaches a point where I can't really excuse any more of his idiocy.
Yeah.
Like it,
I mean, there do be people like that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. It just goes too far, and that doesn't make a likable character.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to like, know someone. I want to root for someone. I want to see someone succeed or do something. Like, even with, like, even in Death Note, when you're following Light Yagami, you are not supposed to like him. He's killing people. He's going insane. But you're still fascinated by, like, the watch. And I think that's what you're getting from this as well, Pino. Like,
yeah.
You're watching
at least for
it
me,
and you're sucked in.
The theme shift after I guess, like, the whole breakup between the both girls. At least for me, after that, like, originally it was like, I'm rooting for this boy. Now I kind of just want, like, as you said, I kind of just want to see where this kind of leads now that, you know, this man is as broken as he can be at this point. I just want to see why, like, if this was all worth it in at the end for him, or if, or maybe there's a solution to the whole kind of like Stockholm syndrome between Nakamura and Takao.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I want it to end. No, but I just, there's something in there that maybe the manga clears up, but I have no desire to go there.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I can't read. Because if there's one thing I learned about this show is that reading causes problems.
Yeah, guys, don't read.
This man nearly dies. This man buys a book. How dare you buy a book? Go online.
Oh, just sub to the Viz Media app.
Yeah. Don't you know subtitles can be spoken? It's called talking.
Wow, I did not know that. That's a fascinating piece of trivia.
But don't get me wrong, I enjoy the series. I'm just not going to actively seek this manga out.
No, me neither. I know. I understand. I think I will actively avoid this manga if if I'm going to be quite honest with you.
Actually, I'm going to ask you to make a book report.
Oh no, I'm going to get a zero then, shit face.
Hey,
I'd be interested in reading the first couple chapters, but I don't think I'd read it much more. Just at least not for a while, because it's so cringe, boys.
There was a lot of cringe, yeah.
So next character, we kind of got off track, but I mean that's expected, right?
Yeah.
Next up, Sawa Nakamura. She is a true freak, and
yes.
I think she might be the devil or just a demon.
Maybe she's fighting her inner demons. Maybe
yeah,
she's
I got feel like a whole there kind could have been like, something that they talked about with like mental health, but I don't think the show's gonna go that direction, which makes me sad because.
If it was, that would have changed a lot.
I feel like
I'd be like, I get it.
That would have compelled me more if there was like mm-hmm. some growth back towards. I don't want to say normalcy because that's like I don't like that. Just like a way to kind of balance those thoughts and kind of make it less personally destructive. Because that's what I like. Am seeing from
it's,
this. They're,
it's very ambiguous, especially when she mentions she wants to go like over the mountain, like. Like a lot of things rushed through my head. I was like, what could that mean? She's obviously she wants to leave where she is or the current state she's at.
Yeah.
But like, what is that state and what is over there that she wants to run from?
Yeah.
Here?
What is
too many holes
beyond leaving.
There's too many holes to make me to I guess in your case to make you care, like not care, but like to keep you invested.
Yeah.
But at least for me, there's too many holes that it just doesn't make enough sense, but it drives me to be like, okay, maybe X or Y is her issue, or Z, or maybe something in her past.
But yeah.
Like, yeah.
But you don't, they don't give us any inklings of that. They don't, mm-hmm. they don't. And I see that they try and shift the focus a little bit towards mm-hmm. her at the end, but it, I just don't feel like
it was a little enough. Forced for me, because I already didn't like her at the
yeah,
start.
Yeah, no, I
like,
hate her. She's a garbage.
Anytime
character.
There is any manipulation evolved of any sorts, it's just I'm out. I'm just yeah. like, this is not a, again, like we said, it's not a healthy relationship. Obviously, there's something going on personally that, or on a personal or mental level, that needs to be organized first, but that's rough.
Yeah.
It's a rough kind of deal. However, I will admit, she kind of had like some of the best moments in the show.
How so?
Well, despite the fact that Takao made the mess of the school, like of like it was him starting all the vandalism. It was she's like the driving force. She is the active driving force throughout the entire show to keep things spicy. She I don't want like the word best to be like, oh yeah, no, that's like such the cool moment. It's like the most not memorable, but the most shocking things that happen. Mm-hmm. Like putting on clothes, putting on the gym clothes on the poor lad.
I hated that.
But that's one of like the better, like not the better. Again,
iconic.
Not, it's not the
like
best
you
word.
Remember
it's
it.
It's iconic. Yeah. The splashing of the water, her actively trying, that's the screaming, the actively trying to get him to be something that question mark he's not, or maybe he is. I think that's, again, without her, again, probably the show wouldn't even happen, obviously, but like, It's. I hate her, but I understand her purpose.
Mm-hmm. She's the Tabasco sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Takao is the pork, and Nanako is the rice. Jamie, did I seriously just let you out, and are you scratching to come back in?
You're talking about Sawako.
Oh, wait, I even pronounced her name wrong. Can't even process this episode anymore.
It happens. Head empty, dude.
Head empty, food empty, just straight vibing.
Brain always empty. So, are there any other characters we want to go over? I think that's
Saiki,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Saiki-thon.
She's the biggest question mark for me.
Yeah.
I'll be real, because, like, despite the fact that I'm, like, all in for, like, hey, you loyal, you trying to talk it out, when she was like, I don't even mind you wore my clothes, I was like, wait a second, hold the phone.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
It was one of the characters said, you know, he's just the first boy to ask her out, so she just really wants to like him.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Okay, I didn't actually think about it that way. Okay, hold up.
Yeah, because she's usually in cram school and such, so, and she's really pretty, so that probably intimidates everyone.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it that way. Okay, so then I guess it's not just, like, I guess a coming of age for these two main characters, yeah, but, like, her as well. It's
yeah.
And I'm guessing a first love is no, because I never had a love. It would be such a wonderful thing to feel like having somebody actually be as bold as Takao became. Just being like, hey, yo, want to enter that platonic friendship, buddy boy? She's like, yeah, let's go.
She's so intertwined with these characters that you can't mm-hmm. really separate her without having to mention those two.
It's true. I feel horrible for whatever might happen to them.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't seem like it's going to end up well.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be great. I can tell you that.
But she was a nice person. I mean,
yeah, she tried.
Her mom
best.
Was better, but I mean, yeah. That's all I want to talk about. Oh, want to talk about the flower itself?
Oh yeah, the flower of evil.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's got an eyeball. It reminds me of Fire Emblem monster from Sacred Stones. Reminds me of Krakko from Kirby.
Yeah, dude, shout out to Krakko.
Reminds me of a hairy Mike Wazowski, but evil. just I hate everything with one eye except for me, because I only have one eye. I'm kidding.
Oh no.
What happened since the last time I saw you?
Well, I became a flower.
No wonder you think this show has no depth.
I can't see depth. God, I hate the flower. It's the worst thing that I've in the show.
It sounds spooky.
It's slowly opening its eyes, and I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate literature. I books are evil. Burn them. Just kidding.
Registers evil.
Yeah.
It's the lesson of the day.
Don't read.
Yeah.
Well then, any other segments that we ever do?
No, I just want to get it over with now.
Welcome to the 67th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where you contestants put forward their choice, best girl, the episode, and duke it out for a title. The best girl today, our contestants, once again, Pano Gar, myself, and the Patreon. Who are you each advocating for?
Can we all pick Takao's dad?
Can we? I second that.
Sure, I'm okay with that. But you also, Garb, you have to fight for the Patreon pick, which is Nakamura. Yeah,
absolutely. So, listen, Nakamura, like I already said it. She's the Tabasco sauce. She's what keeps this show spicy. She's what, you know, she's part of what sucks you in. You know, you gotta have a little devil on your shoulder.
No,
there's a story. There's a story to tell. Maybe there's something sad about her backstory or something, or maybe in her past. Maybe there's something good about her. I don't know. I'm trying to help Garb out.
No, Garb. when she doesn't suck us in. She just sucks.
Yeah, she's a succubus.
No, she's a bad character.
There were no sexual... Wait, no, there were a lot
There
of
was a lot. What sexual...
Never mind.
I was like, Pino, what are you watching?
Maybe they're all just sexually frustrated. Maybe that's
They're middle schoolers, Pino. Please don't talk like that. Please.
I mean, they're calling each other perverts. They mentioned sex like a lot.
I know. It makes concerned. I don't like it. It made me uncomfortable.
I is supposed to. But that doesn't detract from the fact that, yes, it does make everyone uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
It's just a topic you don't openly talk about. It's not something we... And I guess it shouldn't, because it makes us all feel that way.
Yeah.
God, why don't we all just be friends and hold... Actually, not hold hands. That's the worst sexual act.
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be platonic friends who only see each other on the weekends?
Guys, Taco's dad, his name is Father Kazuka. He doesn't have a first name, but he's
Dude,
wonderful.
Shout out to Father Kazuka.
Because he was very calm about how his boy was, but also he was upset when Taco made his
mom cry,
and we're just like, no.
Dude, he said that's the best line. Yeah. He's like, you're not supposed to make her cry, dog. I'm just like, bro.
Yeah. He was real, dude. That's what I liked about him.
Yeah, man.
He was very calm in drastic situations.
Level-headed. That's not something you see in a lot of shows, actually. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Taco's dad rules, dude.
Daddy Taco.
Even at the beginning of the show, he had some of the funny stuff. Oh, he's just a kid. Blah, blah, blah. I'll take it easy. Blah, blah, blah.
And they were watching and he's still taking funny it easy. Television together.
Yeah, man. They're watching... Conan.
Yeah.
No, they're watching some stand-up.
Yeah.
But I felt really bad for the mom. Yeah, she was like, I raised him wrong. I was like, why does that hit? That's not supposed to hit. I didn't do anything bad. Oh, man.
It still hurts.
Yeah, I know. That's the West. Like, that's horrible. Oh, my God. That's the...
Yeah, no. I don't like it.
Guys, family's important.
Guys.
Tell your mom. Talk it out. Talk it out.
How about... I didn't check emails. I should probably check emails before we forget. Do that. Guys, if you do want to email, so go to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com and send
us. Guys, if you want to tell us about Taco's dad, do that too.
Or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com. That's the cooler one. Do that.
That's the cooler one. Oh, I'll be Chuck this time. No, don't do that. That's the stinky one.
I have one from Alex Buff. Thank you, Alex.
Alex.
Title, the header is characters. And do you find yourself ever being drawn towards a certain type of character?
Yes, Nami. Wait.
She's magnetic.
What? Well, did you mean drawn as like hand drawn or
no?
Or
like not? Drawn. Like
that's two jokes in one. Judging.
No, like drawn into like characters that you seem to like a lot.
So, like, I guess like characteristics that draw you to a certain character. I mean, on the Pino scale of waifus, I don't know if I called it that. Red hair or orange, any type of red, orange, or pink hair. Has to be at least my height or taller. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
So you don't want any girls that are shorter than you?
No, I do. That was a big lie.
Just any height.
Just any height. Needs to be able to step on. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm really drawn to those who are kind of out there, but they're not mean. They just have a sassy side. They have to be Nami also. I can't explain anything else.
I really like the eccentric characters. Like, you're talking about One Piece, so I can go through that. Like, I like... Like Brooke and Frankie. I just like how like kind of like wacky they are and like silly, but they're also like good people. They're not shitty because they're wacky. Like Buggy. Buggy is so good. And I love him so much just because he's just so unique. I want someone that I'm going to remember and doesn't blend into the crowd, which I think is probably my biggest concern. I want I want individuality.
Clowns definitely don't blend into a crowd.
It's true.
I definitely like the... I think I've drawn more towards the stubborn characters.
That's a good one, too. I like that.
You know, but still have honor. So if we're going to...
You mean like your Shizuos?
Well, I was going to go back to the One Piece analogy and say like either... Probably like Zoro or Sanji. One of those.
Shout out,
I feel
shout
that. Sanji's great.
And Sanji.
If you hate Sanji, I'm going to cry.
No, I would never hate Sanji. He's... Dude, he's the owner of the Crap Cafe. How could I hate a business owner?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's a man of business.
It's true.
Oh, man. No, but like the stubborn characters are always nice. Even when it comes to Animal Crossings, I love the stubborn villages.
Guys,
those are great.
Guys, I think what you should pull out of this is that One Piece has only good characters, and that's a fact.
Oh, man. But if we want to separate it from One Piece, like I mentioned, Shizuo is a pretty good one. I always like those stubborn ones. I like those mysterious and sly ones at times. They just need to not be dicks about it.
I'm trying to think, what I'm watching right now. I love Oikawa from Haikyuu, just because he's unique.
Is he the one with glasses?
Well, he has glasses in one scene that I really love.
Okay, then I know he's not the one
Probably not. But Oikawa is just so, smug, but, so fun, because he's such a different vibe than anyone else you get in that show. And I think that's a super important part of every show, is to get those characters that stand out from even just your main cast. Cause I'm just saying this cause One Piece is such an easy show to make these points. Cause you have the Straw Hat crew, and even within that crew, there's some wacky people. But when you go outside, you get
polar bears,
you get hiking polar bears. You got to bow every time. You get people like Buggy. You get people like Arlong that, you don't get that in your main group, but it supplements it because you have these outside sources. You don't have someone like Vivi on your group, but she's there.
Sorry, Hiccup.
She's there to help build that world and to supplement all those very good characters that you see all the time, to give those side characters a unique personality and a better way to develop the story.
Shonen in general is pretty good at doing that, but there's a lot that
Shonen does a good job of that as long as power scaling doesn't come into the mix. Something like Naruto, half the characters just get dropped. Something like Dragon Ball, half the characters just become non-entities.
Fucking rest in peace, Yamcha, Tenshinhan.
Hey man, he's still cashing in all the ladies.
It's true, but Garb, because you just finished reading Dragon Ball the original, which is the best part of Dragon Ball. Don't at me.
I read the whole Dragon Ball manga.
Well, yeah, but original Dragon Ball has these characters. You get the red ribbon army leaders that are kind of weird and wacky, and you get Aider. Oh man, I love Aider. For everyone who doesn't know, he's basically one of the androids that Dr. Gero created, but he was the eighth one, so he's still not perfect, and Goku makes friends with him, and I love it so much.
Yeah, and he helps Goku destroy that base.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's good stuff.
So in short, I guess adjectives, cool women and sneaky or stubborn. That's mine. Give me your adjectives. We just need to sum it up, then we can move on.
You said it all right there.
I guess that's all of us. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Good job, Bino.
All right, cool. And clowns, I forgot. I didn't include Chuck.
Okay. Is it miscellaneous?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, I have a statement that I wrote.
God, you know what would have? Oh, sorry, yeah. You know what would have? What would have made? What would have messed this up?
Mm-hmm.
If at one point when they were like, messing up the classroom, Nakamura, right? Let's say, yeah. Nakamura just approaches Takao and just draws a clown face.
I'd like that. I'd like that a lot. I think that would I'd give the show a 5 out of 5 if that happened.
Sorry, I just wanted to see that because it popped in my mind.
No, I think there's a lot of unique parts of this show, but what I wrote is that I understand that they wanted to do something unique, but there comes a point when being too unique becomes a hindrance to the enjoyment of the show. And I feel like that got hit a lot for me. Like, the animation, the rotoscoping did not increase my enjoyment of the show. It did not help me to become more invested. It became a hindrance. I didn't like how they looked. And it was harder to watch because of that. But I don't know if this show would have gotten that same uncanny feel if it was more of a traditionally animated show. So I don't really know if it would be better or worse. And I guess I would have to read the manga, which I'm not going to do. So that's left up in the air forever, I guess.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah?
No miscellaneous?
That was not my really. Miscellaneous.
Me neither. Are we ready for ratings, boys?
I guess.
All right. Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Okay.
I think that I'm going to give it, I've given this a lot of thought, and I'm going to say 3.2.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
So, this show is very grounded, and that's a nice change of pace, but
mm-hmm.
it's a little freaky. It's probably impossible to recommend to anyone, which definitely is factored in here, but I enjoyed it. I liked it. I thought it was good, but, mm-hmm. you know, you can't really be like, yo, dude, I just saw this great show. You gotta watch it. Can't do that here.
Yeah. I don't see anybody buying any Taco figures.
Yeah.
Or rather, I think the only merchandisable thing would be the flower.
Yeah.
But
maybe. Or just, I mean, you could just buy a copy of the book.
Yeah, reprint the
book. Like, I just get the creeps.
It's a real book, so just like buy
the book. No. We already established reading is bad.
Yeah. This is gonna be probably my lowest ranked show ever. Wow.
I'm ready for that.
I didn't enjoy it. I legitimately just didn't have a good time. And I don't think I will ever watch it again. I don't think I could, in my right mind, recommend this to anyone. I don't think that I gained anything out of this experience. And, you know, that really sucks. Because even with shitty shows, even with, like, absolute garbage anime, I try to get something out of it, and this one I just couldn't. I'm gonna give this a flat 2. I don't.
Dang.
Not good.
I think, is that the lowest?
That's my lowest for sure. It's not the lowest because Garb gave something like a 0 point something.
Probably.
Right, what the hell?
You gave Dimension W a 0 point.
Oh, yeah, Dimension I forgot about that. Sucked.
I can't believe you think Dimension W is better than this.
Yeah, it is. I can look at Dimension W.
Dimmy Dub. Oh, man. Where to begin with this? This was not something I expected. That being said, it's not something I would watch. Like I mentioned, I wouldn't actively seek this out. I do appreciate the different perspective a situation like this had unfortunately unfolded. And for the most part, I think it works pretty well if you just take it for what it is. If it's just 13, I don't think it needs per se a second season. Be interesting if there was one, might check it out. I got used to the rotoscoping. I thought it was a interesting way to keep things a lot more not focused, but like more real, I guess, more so, something to make me think like this is a situation that could happen. This seems like somebody telling the story of like maybe their life or something, but I can't excuse the kind of like the stock images just floating around when someone else is moving in the same scene. I can't forgive I can forgive the unpleasant feeling I get because I'm a sicko. No, I'm kidding. I commend that it was able to elicit such uncomfortable feelings. It's just something that I feel like you should, if for some reason you had to watch it, it's good to at least have watched it to just at least experience a different kind of story. I'm going to give this a... Oh, this is rough. I'm going to give this a 3.5. I had fun with it. I had a lot of fun with it.
Dang. That's much higher than I was expecting for anyone.
I mean, it was a thing, and I appreciate it. No, I'm not going to keep reading it. No, I'm not going to rewatch it. But I think I don't think it was a waste of my time. Well, at least after episode like 5 or 6.
I don't know.
Because boy, that knot turned into a balloon animal in my stomach. But I thank you, Patreon, for letting us experience a show.
Thank you.
Ignore
Chuck.
Ignore Chuck. We like doing these Patreon picks, but if you hate us so much, you can make us watch something worse. I'm kidding. Or something better. Who knows?
Pick a gum or kill.
God, if you do that, I'm leaving the podcast.
But before I forget, we will be taking an episode off, but we'll still be uploading. Don't worry. We'll have a filler episode next in 2 weeks. I was going to say next week. That's fucking wrong, as always. A fun little fact. Pano, do you want to say what we're going to be watching, you and I? Because Garb is going to be absent.
Huh? Oh, right. I was like, what are we watching? We're watching Paint Dry. For those of you, and probably just me and Chuck, that have actually caught up with One Piece, we're going to finally watch together One Piece Stampede. We're going to do something similar as to one of our other releases, or maybe something a little different too, where we watched Strong World. Did we release
that? No. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a review type thing, much like the normal podcast, like how you two did the Final Fantasy VII movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing that, as well as we're going to release a commentary on the Patreon so that you can come listen to it with us and experience it if you would like to. So that will that we will be putting that up on Patreon. I'm saying that on record so I actually do it. but yes.
And we are here as witness.
So you can watch it at the same time and hear our commentary over One Piece Stampede. And... Mm-hmm. Since I'm feeling so generous today, I'm picking the next episode when we come back in 4 weeks, technically. But that'll give us quite enough time to watch something very, very exciting. I think a lot of people will be very happy to see it. We will finally be watching...
I sense something. Something that we missed in this episode. What is it?
We will finally be watching JoJo Part 3.
A JoJo reference! That's what we missed!
We didn't miss a JoJo reference. We said one already.
Yeah, no.
What?
I don't remember exact... Oh, the Joestar technique when he ran away, and that's what it was.
Damn it. Ah, that doesn't count. I heard Bostar.
but we are going to be watching JoJo Part 3. We're watching the whole thing, all 48 episodes, so get excited.
Oh, Lord.
We have more weeks to watch it now since...
No, I know, but we'll talk about it when we review it.
Get excited, everyone. So we will be watching that. Get hype, everybody. But I think now's the time to sign off. So that's not
sounds like excuse from class you guys, forever. Sounds like you guys really did not like the reading material that I assigned to you, huh?
No.
Reading material? I can't even read.
Who? Oh shit.
Who are you?
I'm nobody.
Oh.
I'm a teacher.
Oh.
I thought this was Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh shit. Well, I'm a substitute, so they must not have filled me in on the whole situation here.
They just said I drank too much water and sent me over here.
Glug, glug, glug.
Glug, glug, glug.
But,
well, guys, this is the Funky Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you again, Alex Puff, for emailing us. Thank you to the Patreon. We love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We'll see you later.
Yeah, make sure you tell your mom you love her. Like, legitimately.
Tell your dad he's cool, too.
And say,
don't make her cry.
Say heyo to daddo for us.
Hey, daddy-o.
Guys, we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.